Erwin Kotler heads Canada's Raoul Wallenberg Center, named for a Swedish diplomat who saved 100,000 Jews from the Nazis. Among other things, the center looks into wrongful convictions, and Kotler's convinced that the Suhring case is one of those.
False confessions, false accusations, junk forensic science, bad defense counsel. And notwithstanding all these markers, he's still enduring imprisonment.
In 1990, Suhring, an honors student at the University of Virginia, was convicted of single-handedly killing his girlfriend's parents with a knife. He confessed to the crime, he says, to protect the real killer, the girlfriend, who is also serving time as an accessory to the crime. There's growing evidence to suggest Suhring is innocent, but three governors have refused to free him. If that doesn't happen soon, Kotler says he'll inform the International Bar Association, Innocence Project, and reporters around the world.
I wouldn't think that Virginia would like to be the object of an internationalized advocacy because it would shine a spotlight on the injustices of how this case has developed.
Republicans in Virginia have insisted Suhring should serve his full life sentence, while some Democrats, like former Governor Tim Kaine, favored sending him back to his homeland, Germany. I'm Sandy Houseman.